Jesus by night, to ask him the way of salvation and light. The Master made answer in words true and plain, he must be born again. He must be born again. He must be born again. I verily, verily say unto thee, he must be born again.
Hello and welcome to the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast, preaching Jesus Christ, crucified and risen from the dead, for the forgiveness and salvation of sinners, and returning to the earth soon to rule and reign as King of Kings and Lord of Lords. And now, here is Pastor Jim Duke with today's message.
Glad you tuned in to the broadcast again this time. We're picking up our study here in Matthew 18. Matthew chapter 18, verse number 10. The disciples have asked the Lord, who's the greatest in the kingdom? Of course, they've got designs on wanting to be high up in the hierarchy. They believe that the Lord is going to usher in his kingdom right now. They don't have understanding that he's come first as Savior, meek and lowly, to give his life. Whenever he speaks about the giving of his life, they're saddened. They don't understand how that all fits. And the Lord, it's going to be until after the Lord's fulfillment of his gospel, his death, burial, and resurrection, that he reveals unto them how it all fits together. The Lord Jesus has taken a little child and their question of asking who's the greatest. And he says, unless you're converted and become as a little child, as this little child, you won't enter into the kingdom of heaven. Beware about how little children are treated. Beware how my children are treated. And make sure that you receive them. You receive them, you receive me. He says about offenses, oh, offenses are going to come. Don't be the one that is the sinner. And the thing is, it's impossible for us. If we are soberly, in a sober fashion, consider our own state. We know that we sin and we transgress against God. We just, in everywhere we turn, we have bad thoughts. We have, our motive is corrupt. We say things. We blaspheme the Lord and his word, and we abuse and speak ill about people, and hatred and vehemence proceeds from us. So many things. Illicitness is pursued by people, and just so many things wherein we offend and sin against God. The Lord Jesus says, sin is so terrible, and the fire of hell is so incredible and terrible. If you could, by the plucking out of your eyes or the cutting off of your hands and feet, could avoid it, do so. But we understand that we cannot. If we give a true evaluation and we plucked out our eyes and cut off our hands and our feet so we cannot sin with them, we still have the wicked heart. We still have the wicked heart and the depravity that is within us that needs to be changed, a new heart given to us by the Lord Jesus Christ. And then the Lord Jesus here in verse number 10, he takes turn back to the little child, and he says, take heed that you despise, that you do not esteem, that you think poorly against not one of these little ones. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones. And so he has the child still there in the midst from the earlier verses. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. Don't take them in low esteem. Don't think against them. Children need to be corrected. They need to be guided in the right way, but they don't need to be despised. We have in our day, because of the promiscuity of men and women, it yields children. And then for the sake of the convenience of the promiscuous, we've have this abomination upon us of aborting, the killing of babies before they are brought forth from the mother's womb. And then those in our land, can you believe it? Can you believe that in our land there are leaders that actually will stand up and say that they believe that it is right for a child that has been delivered from their mother's belly, and that it would be right for the mother to choose to murder the child? What a terrible, terrible thing. You know why? Do you know why this wickedness of abortion, a great sin and bloody transgression of our nation, stands today? I saw a report from Pew Research where they go out and they ask various questions to different people. And what they do is they try to understand where people are coming from, you know, and relative to the question that is asked. And they ask a bunch of mainline denominations and religions, as they would say. They asked them if they supported abortion or not. And what they found out across the whole spectrum of commonly known, the list is better than 20 different denominations or religions, that the lion's share of all of these, over 50% of the people that claim to be of these certain groups, said that they believe abortion should be legal in our country. That's the reason that abortion continues on. That's the reason is that people that claim to have a connection, a relationship with God, with the Lord Jesus Christ, and of course there's cults and such that are involved in that, they don't understand the deity of Christ. They claim Jesus, but they don't believe that he is God. Because of these religions, these denominations, and these cults, the people within them that claim that they have a relationship and a walk with God, right, wrong, or indifferent, that's not my purpose to evaluate that, but they still say that it is right for a baby, an innocent baby, to be killed by their mother and by the abortionists in our land. And may God forgive us. Take heed that you despise not one of these little ones. And that's what happens for the man and the woman that comes together in a promiscuous way. A child is the result, and the burden of the woman is to carry the child and to become expectant with the child. And now the life has changed, and of course all the things that go with pregnancy and everything, and this little babe, this little child becomes despised. Becomes despised by the man. Can we believe that in our nation that there would be people, and you know it, you've known it, you've seen it in the news, where there would be folks, men that would punch their woman friend in the belly to cause her to miscarry? It is sickening. It is sickening. It is touted as a choice. By women, that women need to have control of their bodies. The thing is men and women need to control their bodies and the use of their bodies before such an innocent child would be conceived. And then for the sake of convenience, that little one is despised to the point to where they are murdered. The Lord Jesus says here, take heed that you despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. How many angels of God are at the verge of wanting to destroy our nation and destroy the purveyors of abortion, the supporters and the workers of abortion in our land, and are only being restrained by the power and mercy of God? The wrath of man shall praise thee, the Lord says, and the remainder of wrath thou shalt restrain. I tell you what, it's a judgment that'll come upon our land, and may we turn from it. If maybe you claim the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, or you claim to be religious, I'll say it that way, You claim to have a relationship and a dependence upon God. Where is it that you stand in regards to abortion? If you stand that abortion should be legal in our nation and that it should be available for women and for even to teenage girls, then you are the reason that abortion and this wickedness continues on. Because when I saw that report, it was just, I was amazed that the numbers were so high amongst these denominations, religions, cults, people that claim a relationship with God, but yet over 50% or more of all of them say that abortion should be allowed in our country. May the Lord help us. Verse 10, take heed that you despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. I want to close with another thought. We have from the Old Testament in the times of David, where David sinned and a child was the result of his sin with Bathsheba, his adulterous, fornicative way with her, were they together, yielded a child. And the judgment of the Lord was upon David, and the Lord said that the judgment of David, because he had sinned against God in the sight of heaven, the enemies of God, and all of Israel, that he would take the child's life. Now understand that the taking of life by the Lord is his purpose, his work, and his design, and there's not a thing that you and I can rightly say about that. He is the creator, and we are the created. David prayed for the child. He sought the mercy of the Lord for the child. But when the Lord would not yield and went ahead and took the child's life, David was encouraged, which his servants and his household thought it strange that he was. But David declared, the Lord has done what he said. He has chastised me for my sin by taking the child's life. I cannot, and you wonder why I do not mourn anymore. Well, the child cannot come back to me, but I can go to him. So what we have in that is we have understanding there from Scripture, from the Lord, that little children that are not of a maturity or not of an age to be able to understand their stand before their Creator and their God are by the mercy of the Lord and the graciousness of the Lord taken on to heaven to be with Him. And these angels that Jesus speaks about here, take heed that you despise not one of these little ones. For I say unto you that in heaven their angels do always behold the face of my Father which is in heaven. In our day, with this scourge of abortion, the angels are carrying these little ones on to glory to be with the Lord and beholding His face as they arrive there with them, as they have been murdered and slaughtered in this world. They have been saved eternally by our Lord, and they are there glorifying the Lord for eternity. I see that our time has passed for now. May our Lord bless you with the good word and truth of His gospel. Farewell until next time.
Thank you for tuning in and listening to our broadcast. We wish to invite you, your family, and friends to our services on Sundays at 10 a.m., 11 a.m., and 2 p.m., and Wednesday evenings at 7 p.m. Olmsted Baptist Church is located in southwest Logan County, Kentucky, just 2.5 miles off of U.S. Highway 79. Between Russellville and Guthrie, turn on to State Route 775, also known as Olmsted Road. Drive 2.5 miles and you'll find our church house on the right, just beside Whipple Reel Creek. We are interested in any questions or comments you might have about our broadcast. Feel free to contact us by telephone at 270-726-3954, by email at obchurch@gmail.com, or on the web at www.olmstedbaptistchurch.org. Tune in next time for another edition of the Olmsted Baptist Church radio broadcast.